letters that basically comprise a DNA chain. And they are, I don't have my wiki up, so I'm doing this broke. It's combinations of those letters. It's basically the code of those four letters and combinations. And you talk about the lipids and something else that assists with the building those proteins.
Deoxyribose.
Deoxyribose, that's DNA. Oh, or RNA. Well, okay, wait a minute. So will we have the same letters?
No, the sugar in DNA is 2-deoxyribose.
Yeah,
that's what we're changing.
And that's the sugar that's changing. Now, will that change the structure of those letters?
Those letters will never be. You have to watch Lilu in the Fifth Element. That explains that perfectly.
Huh, okay.
Lost in Paradise. Fifth Element.
I've heard you talk about that often. Okay.
Watch it, and it'll explain it exactly. It'll even show you what the helix, what that new helix strand looks like. It'll show you how it becomes a perfect being, a god. It shows you how it applies into that world then, and how the world looks now, and what it's going to apply to, and why everybody's trying to go after it and make it be something, and make it all be something, and it changes everything. It does with the four elements of the earth. Earth, wind, fire, water, and air. And the perfect being, which is God, which is an example of what you are to be. So if you triangulate that out, you can go, it always goes dot, lost in paradise.
Those four elements, are they related or represented in any way by the four letters in the DNA chain?
You can make it into something if you want to, but not so much.
Okay. I will watch the show and come back and ask you more.
It's a good show. It's Bruce Willis. It's not bad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I've seen it before. I just have to look at it with my new eyes again.
They are new.
They are. Thank you, Ion.
Hey, Ion, the first conversation I had with you a couple years ago, we talked about Johnson Matthey and their unconventional way of bringing ore into their business. And this happened last year, but I just noticed that a Japanese firm bought Johnson Matthey. So they sold out.
They did not sell out. They were merged, and it was from the mountain through Japan because it's a Hong Kong corporation.
Okay. So and they obviously
Look at the board of directors. Two of the trustees. Oh wait, we can't talk about that. Sorry.
Okay. So it has a Chinese influence.
No, it doesn't.
We said the mountain.
Yes.
Okay. Well, the bottom line is they obviously knew that they could get silver ore in through other worlds when they merged.
Bob does.
Okay. Hey, here's something else. A couple of financial related things, and then, you know, I'll shift gears. I saw a photograph of a press release a couple months ago from the Treasury Department, and the photo had Jack Lew, you know, the secretary at the lectern, and he was played by Loretta
Secretary of the Treasury Lynch.
Lynch, Attorney General, and the Joint Chief of Staff Chairman, General Joseph Dunsford. And I thought that was very odd that a general would be standing there with the Treasury Department. And then this week, Obama comes out with an executive order where he's putting together a succession plan for the Treasury Department in the event that the secretary or the undersecretary are killed, unable to perform, resign. Is there some relationship between the photograph and the general and this executive order?
Yes.
My first gut when I saw that, the general involved, is, I know this sounds way out there, but is there, and this may be hot, but is there a coup going on?
It's been going on since Dobbstown.
Okay, so, and you're at the center of it.
What do you mean it, Mark? You go, is there a coup going where? Where?
In the U.S. government. Question. See, here's the point. Obama's got 4 months left.
Yeah, but there's many departments. There's many departments. What is the U.S. government? Come on, you got to be more specific.
Okay, well, I'm talking about the Treasury Department. And, okay. You know, that's critical because they control the currency. And it seems pretty odd that 4 months before Obama leaves office, he's making this revision to publishing an executive order dealing with the succession of the Treasury in the event something happens. And after you get the secretary, undersecretary, and legal counsel, they list chief of staff, but they don't say that that's the military chief of staff, the joint chief of staff. Is that what they're referring to there, Ion?
No, it's a deflection.
It's a deflection. So, can you elaborate on that? It's a deflection by
a shy holding.
Well, they're the company that took over Johnson Matthey.
Yes, very good. Let's spell it for Bob because it's A-S-A-H-I. Or he could look in his portfolio, but that would be troublesome. It's like his inbox. It goes away. Sometimes it's fleeting. It's so much fun, though.
Okay, so you're saying that this merging with Ashai and Johnson Matthey is related to the executive order and the general? Are we saying that?
Basically.
Okay. Then that brings, I'm going to tie another thing in here, is China has just been admitted to the special drawing rights basket of world currencies. And that's
peg.
Officially
the peg.
The peg. But they're officially going to be included in that on October 1st of this year. And, you know, I put something on the chat line to Phil earlier, but it's my understanding that at that time they have to divulge their official gold holdings. And there's been a lot of secrecy around that because they don't export anything. They're one of the biggest producers of gold and silver, and yet it's not allowed to leave their country, and they still import gold and silver. So there's some discussion on the Internet that there may be a sixth currency added to that basket, and that being gold.
There will be. It won't be gold. There's not enough of it. See, Bob sees things this way. We put Bob into three different colors: fresh blue, energy red, and natural green. They must be balanced, and that's why Bob wants it. There's nothing you could do. Nothing you could do. It was Bob. It's where he wants it. We're going to bury those dead bodies. We've gotten them already prepped, and they've all been thoroughly, 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 thoroughly filled with formaldehyde, pickled as they were, for all of posterity within the confines of the tiniest of notes. And so now we're going to do it this way. It's going to be ever so much fun.
Okay.
Put over here in the notes, Bob. Put an email to yourself. This is where Bob took over the world. Yay!
You know, Ion, a couple themes that you've been very consistent on throughout the years is that RNA drops will become the new currency, and all the gold will be shipped to Bob, or is being shipped to Bob.
He already owns it.
I know. He just doesn't have physical possession. But, you know, I was watching...
Who said? Just because he doesn't know, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Bob doesn't know where the fuck he is right now.
Okay.
That's
oh,
right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, are, you, then you're watching over it.
Too much projecting.
What? I am. Why would people be sending? Why would people be sending Bob their gold?
Oh, because he has 10 codes. Bob has 10 codes that he goes by every single time. This is it. Freddie, here's the top 10. Number 10, Bob will not overlook for the slightest detail, understanding thoroughly actual sites, actual products, and actual situations. Number 9, Bob will not act or behave in a manner that profits any affiliated individual or group, understanding that all work-related activities are for the greater good of Bob. Number 8, Bob will not provide or participate in meals, entertainment, or gift-giving or personal gain. Number 7, Bob will not disclose staff or client information obtained for business purposes, nor will we release unpublished technological, financial, or personal-related information. Furthermore, Bob will not buy or sell stocks or other financial instruments based on internal and confidential information. Number 6, Bob will not behave in any way that obstructs fair competition or finding ideal business partners in all transactions. Number 5, Bob will not conduct business or services with clients in a dishonest or inappropriate manner. Number 4, Bob will not conduct political or religious activities at the workplace or other work-related venues without permission. Number 3, Bob will not discriminate on the basis of age, race, nationality, sex. Number 2, Bob will not judge or act in contradiction to social rules, customs, or other conscience. And the top one, here we go, Bob will not act in violation of any relevant regulations or standards.
Okay, are you there, Ian?
We are.
Okay, yeah, there's a lot of background noise. Well, you know, then that says that Bob...
Always.
Bob could never work for Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan, then, could he?
He crushed them the first time. Why would he want to?
Okay. Well, I mean, with all that ethical behavior. What's that?
You know, look, if the drops are going to be what the dollar is pegged to, then all former means of currency are obsolete. And these guys who got the old gold and stuff, they're going to send it off to me. He said, Bob, since you obsolescence shit, you fucking find the garbage incinerator for it. They're just all going to dump it on me.
Hey, listen, I believe...
What about Cornelius Agrippa? No, what about the Nefili? They're the ones that are getting all the gold.
The who?
The Nefili.
The
Nephilim.
Who are they?
Nephilim.
Is this a new word you found?
The miners.
The miners.
You say Nephilim.
Oh, Nephilim. Are you saying Nephilim, Roxy?
Yes.
Yeah, what about them?
Yes, what about the other entities in the planet?
What about that, though? What about that, though? Okay, so that's the credo. That's what Bob's going by. Now, that's your little manifesto. So now, what you going to do? Do you know about fresh blue, red energy, and natural green? You got that together?
Was that a question for me?
Yep. We're not speaking to you. We're speaking to Bob.
Okay.
I thought it was a question for you, Mark. I apologize. I understand it all, Ion. You don't need to check up at what I'm doing. I'm just trying to find my missing mail menu. Okay, carry on, Mark.
Yeah, no, I actually finally do really believe. I used to think, you know, Ion was kind of joking around. I really do believe that with the advancement of all the products, and you know, now we have restructure and we got living water coming along and cold fusion, that you're going to have in your companies, you and Dr. Carolyn, you're going to have all the products required to sustain and flourish life. So I could see people paying a hefty price for that, and you're not going to be able to support the worldwide demand out of, Mooresville, North Carolina, Jenny and her crew. So this is going to be a worldwide thing with distribution centers.
No, Jenny and them aren't making it. Jenny, they're distributors.
No,
they're not the makers.
But they're shipping it out. They're shipping it out. I'm doing a fantastic job.
Look, we just hired, well, fucking hire you, Mark. We'll get you to bring in your fucking San Diego citizen.
And Jenny's ready to go worldwide. Who says we aren't?
We're ready,
okay,
Mark.
That's a lot of, she talks like she has a small crew there, so we're going to have to expand.
Well, you have a small crew when you have a, when you only have a few thousand orders a week. When we get a few hundred thousand and then a few million, we'll get a bigger crew. Why would we need a big crew for small output?
No, I'm just saying, Carolyn, that when this does become the world currency, or a new currency,
yeah,
that you will have to really expand, of course.
I agree.
No, we won't. Why don't we do it this way? If it becomes a world, when it becomes a world currency, shut the motherfucker down. You got everything then. Don't worry about it. They'll pay, they'll find you, they'll pay you, they'll pay you to become the staff, and they'll ship it for you, and they'll get it for you. They'll take care of it. See, when you got money, you don't want it. That's the last thing you want is money when you got money. It's like pussy. Once you got pussy, you don't want pussy. You got pussy. You don't want it. But if you ain't got it, you'll do anything to get you some pussy. Because when you're trying to get you some pussy, you guys can put, you don't want pussy, you got it. Same thing with money. It's ridiculous. You don't have to do a thing. Don't worry about it. Bob's driving. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I'm driving. I'm not worried for you, Bob. I'm just saying that.
Hell, he's a citizen now. What are you going to do? There's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
I'm American, Mark. I'm coming to get you. I'm a fucking American. August 17th.
We got him out. We got him out just before Canada.
I'm a fucking gringo from Rocky's point of view.
The last of Canada. We got it. We got him out before the last of Canada fell. He'll be a citizen. He'll be a otherwise, he'd have been a citizen by default of Puerto Rico.
Hey, you know, I have there was a lot of discussion a couple months ago about, in fact, earlier today, you even made reference to it about your dining habits when you go outside of the home, you know, what you, and my theory on that is I've pieced everything together. And everything you've told us, that the only food you really get is popcorn on Saturday nights. You get scraps left over from
Carolyn's food. With pepper. Don't forget, it's popcorn with red pepper, red carrots. But got red pepper in it when they cook it. It's very important. It's got red pepper in it. It's a good part. Got pepper in it. Don't forget that.
So
it's not just popcorn.
Okay, we got
popcorn.
That, Ian.
Okay, so here we have a guy
Mark
who...
Elvis thesis.
Yeah, Bob, I don't know what the number is
now. Popcorn and ice cream.
But, well, listen to me. Listen. So about a year or so ago, you made a reference that you were making $12,000 a day. Well, it's probably way more than that now.
Yeah.
So here's a guy that you, Bob, that's a multimillionaire. You don't have a bank account. You don't have a credit card. You don't have a cell phone. You don't know.
That's right.
All the gold in the world is that
he has a penis, but he can't use it. He's got a penis, and he can't use that either. So it's not, that's where we are.
So here, Bob goes out to dinner, and he goes nuts. To me, it's like you take a POW and put him in front of the buffet line, and he goes crazy.
Yeah, because he's never going to eat food that somebody else may have touched. He's never going to eat food that someone else may have touched, and somebody else touched the spoon before him. He ain't having it. He ain't touching none of it. Throw that slop in the bucket. He's not touching it. Watch him, nasty hands. Watch that nasty bar. Where'd that plate come from? Oh, get me out of here. This place is filthy. Carolyn, we have a spray for this. We need some antibacterial something to wash it all down with, some rubbing alcohol. He'll order a drink, not to drink it, just pour it all over himself to kill being an antiseptic.
Hey, if an independent party got Bob aside and said, okay, you're a multimillionaire, tell us about your spending habits, and you say, well, my wife gives me $20 three times a week for a quart of ice cream. They would think there's elder abuse going on here.
There is. I've been calling that for years.
Yeah.
He killed a little Hitler.
So popcorn with
y'all fooled with their sweetness.
Yeah. No, it's but it is kind of funny that See, and that's exactly
what's funny, Mark, talking about.
What's
funny is if one of your buddies down San Diego actually heard you talking right now, and they said, who are you talking about? And why are you monitoring this idiot savant retard? I mean, it's so funny, Mark. You can't discuss your interests with your buddies.
Oh, of course I can't. I told you the one buddy I spent five hours trying to describe Ion and everything and you, and it didn't fell on.
Didn't go well.
It didn't go well. And so I'm
a walking manipulated satire. My whole life's a manipulated satire. You start trying to translate it, you'll get nailed.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's cute.
So, I think that's why you behave like you do, is you're let out in public and you go nuts.
That's right. I have to go. I do it by myself every day to the beach, and there's much discipline in me controlling myself. But it's because I'm by myself. If anybody was with me, I'd start entertaining them, then I'd go wild. But since I have no audience for what I'm doing, I look relatively sane.
Yeah, and see, this is exactly Ion's point a few minutes ago, is when you have money, you don't care about it. You're not dreaming of it. You're not thinking of it. You're not conniving how to get it. It just comes naturally to you. I mean, it's coming to you with Ion's help and Caroline's help. But, you know, you're probably the poorest you're ever going to be right now. So your multi-million dollar income now is going to be billions in the future, you know, especially if this becomes the world.
Bob, you only have millions? You only have millions? What the fuck? Get your money right, Bob. That's stupid. You can't pay for what you're doing with millions. He's wasting more than that on ice cream. You crazy, penniless bastard. You better get some damn money. He thought you were flush. What the fuck? You need to get some money up, Bob. It's terrible.
I intend to be the world's first, whatever comes after quadrillionaire.
We didn't know. We didn't know it was that bad. We'll have to pump up. We'll have to pump you up. He was just fucking up the comment.
Oh, here comes Roxy. Roxy with some new patterns. What, Roxy? What have you seen?
Yes, it seems that Bob actually was always related or linked to the big.
The big bank, too big to fail. Yeah, the guy's too big to fail. The big banker.
Jimmy cracked the head of corn, and he don't give a fuck.
That's how you become wealthy, Mark. The degree you don't give a fuck.
Don't care. You don't care. Then they dump. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. And Bob is the man who wears no pants.
Yeah, Mark, the other day this doctor called me. He's got a whole bunch of money. He says he wants to start clinics and he wants to do a big website and put all the best products up there. And was I interested? And I said, no. You know, what's the point? I've got a handful of products that do everything. Why would I consider anything else? Oh, well, we could put you on the board and you could vet other products. I said, I just dumped them all.
Yeah.
I said, you can have, access to promoting my products and you won't get paid for it because all the profit of a wholesale goes to the customer. I said, I'm doing a different model and I don't need anybody else to promote. So he was dumbfounded.
Then she smiled.
I left him.
Then she smiled and then she said, smiled and said, yes, and you can suck it.
Well, Carolyn,
I didn't.
You could have, though. It would have been all right. You could have.
Yeah, Mark.
See, Carolyn, you have products that really help people. Why would you want to get involved with being on the board and seeing products that don't do anything, you know?
Yeah. So, I said, why confuse people with 1,000 products
that don't work
just so you can make a 10% profit of putting them on your site? I said, it's over.
Yeah. Hey, now, Ion, I'm excited about this restructure coming out. Is that going to build muscle?
We can't say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, Oh, come on. Say yes.
No, you told us not to say. We got to keep it quiet. If we tell them about the amino acid stuff, if we let it slip out about the amino acid stuff, then they're going to go ape crazy.
Right.
And then the He-Man barbarian people are going to go crazy. They're going to abuse it. They're going to take advantage of it. They're going to blow up like big old damn balloons. And you're going to say, Ion, we told you, do not say anything. We said, okay, we won't say anything. We didn't say anything. So let it be known exactly. We didn't say a thing.
Yeah, Bart, that's all because I want the restructure for people who need to eat more protein, the weak ones, which Ion hates me pampering the weak ones who need a good story. He wanted it all right from the beginning for the crazy athletes so they could build up their pecs. That's why he's always after after Bert's pecs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be both.
He can get it. There's no question. It's good.
Okay.
You know, Mark, you got to understand that it's going to do all kinds of stuff that you can't even measure.
Because it's got RNA. It has got a concentration of the eye cells in there. Sometimes you can actually feel them. They're a little gritty, a little bit of grittiness. People complain, oh, there's grittiness in here. Well, love the grit, guys. Love the grit. You got your eye cell, your eye stone, your eye block right there. You don't have to wait for the 400-pound eye block. You're drinking it.
Right. Now, can you say what size canister is going to come in? Is it going to be a one?
Oh, yeah. Let me just look. We just, it's in the warehouse now, so it'll be soon. It's 594 gram, 22 servings.
Okay.
And it tastes awesome. It's just
okay.
Delicious, and there's no added
use
sugar.
Use cold water.
That I usually do protein powders, So I'm almost finished with my current powder, so I'm excited.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to thank... Oh, I've got to turn this off just a second. Sound, headphones. That didn't work, did it? So, maybe that'll work. Okay, so I want to thank Mark of San Diego. He usually calls in and asks questions about the stock market and stuff. That was at the end of Sunday's show, a good sequence of commentary by me, Ion, and Mark's questions, which hit on a lot of key points, which we hint at different times. So I will now, including the first item, Gene's question about the letters of the DNA model. That was interesting. Okay, so we unmute everybody.
All participants are now unmuted.
Question to what you've heard. Anything you want to say?
That was really funny.
Yeah, you had not heard. You had not heard that.
No, I heard it. But then, no, I did. And then listening to it again, and I was laughing again because I heard it this morning.
Good, good.
I was catching up this morning.
Yeah, I was taking notes of the payday, and all of a sudden, half of them that I'd done got erased. So I was really pissed. I had to re-listen to Payday, a good chunk of it, 3 hours, which I don't want to do. But I had to make the notes complete. But then I realized before the show over, I bet you I meant to re-listen to this one anyways. And sure enough, I got four sections. I didn't play the fourth section yet. Four great things that I've made sound bites that can be played out forever and spread around. They're really good. And I would never have, if I hadn't re-listened to the show, I would have missed those, forgotten about them. And there was other things in there said. So I relaxed and allowed and accepted the pain of re-listening 3 hours, and it turned out to be a lot of fun. It's just a matter of time, trying to fit it in on Sunday and Monday and into today. So now it was great to play it. Some of you may have heard it, but it's good to hear again. It's always good to hear Ion again. But they were a good sequence of things, and the latest story was the coup in the White House with Asahi Holdings, A-S-A-H-I. merging with Johnson Matthey. So that was interesting. Now, does anybody else have something to say?
I really like that.
Know what I thought?
Okay, the male voice. Let's go with the male voice.
Kevin, hey, Bob. This is Kevin.
Yes.
I really like your new credo, your new Ten Commandments.
Well, isn't that awesome?
It is.
That? Was he reading some typical financial integrity law? What do you think, Jed? Was that normal stuff people have to obey if you're a corporate officer or something?
Yeah, it sounds like some corporate credo, some code, or it could be something to do with like the SEC, like when you get
certified.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
And what it's saying, I took it this time listening, I said, okay, so Bob has to be nothing. Bob can't talk, do anything with anybody. It explains Bob's absence and not aware of anything that's going on business-wise around him. That's what those laws were saying. Bob can't do this. Bob can't do that. Bob will not do this. So that's a good, clever justification of my behavior. I know nothing. Hands-off management. So I got that from that. Anybody else get that? Can you agree?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It was also earlier before that, the part where Ian said, mark the time. This is where Bob took over the world.
It's been that way over the last couple of weeks. I mean, becoming American, okay, we had our What Youth on August 16th, so nobody knew what happened on the 17th. We're now here talking about it. We became a citizen. We took over the hidden ground of America, or the figure of America against the old hidden ground of Andrew or me. There's different ratios. Plus, I was able to try the restructure on Saturday night for the first time. And I've noticed since the last couple of days, I feel like when I first took the drops or something, I have an extra stamina going to the beach and swimming. Definitely felt something, Carol. I haven't told you about that. So I'm eating a lot of it. We already ran through one canister in 24 hours. I actually was just eating it raw late last night.
You're just scooping powder into your mouth.
Yeah. And of course, I ended up gagging and coughing, which lucky the windows are closed, but it would wake up the neighbors. But I just kept scarfing it in. So I think I'm forgetting to do my remag and remite the last day or two because I'm too busy just eating the restructure. So that's probably giving me new plateau of power. And look forward to everybody getting it. And it's really nice. It's not too sweet. It's not like the way too good. Sort of like Provide that George Reynolds made, we did for 20 years, but there's something extra in it. You can just tell. So that's fun. Good little commercial there for you guys. And we have these questions of Mark explain, you know, forcing Ian to explain what Bob is, blah, blah, blah. It's a good summation that Bob took over the world this past week. Clinched it. Also, there are people on the McLuhan Forum apologizing to me and this and that. So, yeah, it looks like Lockdown Bob Rule is now becoming figure. And
Bob.
Trump will, yes.
Is that why on Tuesday you signed off when we stayed on the after show? The after party, you said tomorrow's a good day, tomorrow's the big day, and we were left
yes.
wondering what's happening, what's going on. So that was that day, the 17th.
That was we flew out that night. I had to get off the show and get ready to fly to Honolulu, and we did that later Tuesday night. Is that what we did, Carol? No, we had to get up early in the morning, so Carol had to go to bed early. I just stayed up all night. And I had to make sure I stayed awake and didn't fall asleep so we didn't miss that very early plane. So, yeah, it turned out, I'm saying it's a big day, but I didn't realize how big it would be. And there's a lot of good section on the on Payday where I describe the interaction with the clerk who interviewed me, who had been doing that job tested me for 22 years. I won't repeat it all, but that was a neat experience. And of course, I became her best friend while being interviewed in 20 minutes. I have that instant charisma because I just pay attention to them, right? Talk about their life and this and that. And then I was able to play Zappa doing the form, the questions, part of the questions you have to answer. And note, it's the first song on the music intro on first hour, Saturday night. They run through the questions. Are you a communist? Are you a terrorist? Blah, blah, blah. No.
have you ever been involved with the Nazi Party between 1933 to 1945? And the answer is yes. And then the guy says, okay, you're an American citizen. It's a great satire for Zappa. All the Nazis were allowed in, and it was better that you were associated with the Nazi Party. You'd get your citizenship immediately. So note that in the lyrics of one of the last concerts Zappa did before he died, the Yellow Shark performance. It's pretty neat how he does that. And you remember, he talked about that in his first albums. Ezzelie Free said, take a day and walk around your town and watch the Nazis run City Hall. That's the lyric. And that's Mae Brussels. And then he ended up working with Mae Brussels. So it's all nicely interweaved. Anybody else have anything to say about anything else or this or that?
So, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
You're saying that all the...
Yes.
Are you
thinking... Go.
Oh, anyway, Bob, you were saying that all the currency, the new currency is going to be the RNA drop.
Yes.
Explain how?
Let's see.
How?
Well, I asked that in a private session the other day, and Ion laid it out, and he told me not to play it. So we must stay with the question for a while. It's not to be said, but...
Oh, okay.
But my simple way of explaining is that people have money so they can survive. You stay alive if you've got money. Money is like an expression of non-physical. Non-physical holds humans together because little man requires that. So the external forcing people to be reasonably homogeneous is money. So it held people together. And the goal was to stay around. Well, if RNA drops in living water make you eternal even more than money, make you survive, it's required to do that, then that's the function of money, and money is not useful because the drops are more direct. So think of it that way.
Right.
Why do you have money? Why do you protect your future? You do it with the one step removed, the schizophrenic process of having paper or gold or some kind of credit. If you have the product that keeps you eternal, you don't even need to fucking own or live anywheres. You don't need to pay rent. You can just be homeless, walk around. If you have access to the drops and can pay for those, if we keep charging. So they are the direct mediation, well, unmediation with the eternity. So that's why it would be more valuable than anything. And that's what, when I started explaining that with Mark and I started choking, so you might have missed it, I was saying all the old oligarchs with their gold and silver and all that they have, they're going to say, okay, Bob, if our stuff is obsolete, then you take it. Well, you get rid of it. We're going to send it to you and you fucking garbage incinerate it. So that was what I was saying, even though it was a bit garbled, is that that's the reason I'm getting the gold. They're all just dumping it on me because it's useless. You know, so they're forcing me to be the janitor.
So when you say you're getting all the gold, I just visualize, like, you're getting packages in the mail full of gold.
I don't do anything. I'm not aware of it all. Of course, I have a life of slack, so I will not have to deal with it. It'll be done by...
It's just going into an account somewhere in Bob's name.
Beg your pardon? Yeah, it's going into something that somebody set up already. It could even be JW set it up. He has access to that world immediately, and so he probably set it up. And I,
hey Bob, you know the Mad Magazine? Remember Alfred E. Newman?
Yes.
Back when I was a kid, there was a board game that came out. And it was called. It was like the Mad board game. It was based on the comic book, and the goal. And it was funny because the goal of the game was to lose your money. Like you started out, everyone started out with like a few thousand dollars, and the winner was the first one to get rid of all their money.
that's
kind of like the situation you described there where they're sending you the money to incinerate.
Yeah, I'm acting out the most spiritual thing. You know, Jesus got tempted by the Lord and by the devil, and he rejected it. He remained himself detached and would not take on the world's treasures and all that the Lucifer offered him. Well, this is a new situation. We allow demonism to the degree I am a demon. We don't mind talking to demons. We're not afraid of demons. All this wealth can come to me. I can take over and become the most powerful person. It doesn't matter. But I'm not resisting it. So the big message here is how not to resist what comes to you. You know, in no way.
I think what attracts a lot of people to Iondom is when they hear Bob and they hear someone who's like incorruptible by money and material things. Like Donald Trump is out there portraying that he can't be bought, but I mean, to some degree he can be. But I mean, Bob is the best example I've ever seen of someone who just really just does not truly care about money.
Right, and I made the point in what you just heard that to the degree that you don't care about money, it'll be dumped on you. But you have to genuinely not care. You can't fake, oh yeah, I'm not concerned about that, and you're waiting to see the effect of that you'll profit because you pretend not to be interested in it. No, you genuinely don't give a fuck. Reality will try to bug you. That's the contrast principle. Oh, this guy thinks he doesn't have to care about this. Send him fucking $5 million and he'll have to figure out how to write tax write-offs and that. So that's what's happening. Everything's being dumped on me because I genuinely am an ascended person. So for new people that are listening to the show for the first time, we just laid out a half hour of good content explaining where Bob's at and anybody associated with him. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a good introduction to the show. So, okay, what else? Anybody? So did I answer your question, Kate? Logically, if everything's changing, we're becoming eternal, the thing that's valuable, like Carolyn gets it all the time from patients, please do not stop making remake. And they would pay a lot of extra money if we threatened to stop it. You know, they'd probably have a union would form, a bunch of people to fund, like Kickstart. They'd fund Carolyn so she'd keep the thing going, or they'd try to take it over themselves. So they know what they require. It's the most important thing to have. So that's better than gold.
I was just thinking of, because the RNA drops are like little, it's like a liquid in a bottle, so you can't like trade it or like, oh, I'll give you 3 drops, you give me that. Like I was thinking of it like a currency, like you buy stuff with your RNA drop.
Well, maybe you could. Well, why couldn't you? Why couldn't you trade 3 drops with somebody? Could you do that, Carol? Carol's logical.
I guess so.
You could do that, right, Carol? You could trade it. But wait a minute. What would you trade it for? Oh, that's right. Yeah, give me your drops. I'll try your drops. That's a good point. It's like Ian said on the tape. He said, well, just shut it all down. No banking, no nothing. Well, we just shut down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ian.
Another one I had. Another explanation I had for the currency, RNA drops being currency, was back when I used to play around with that Second Life game, the virtual reality world, everyone would start out with like these really basic human bodies in the game. Their avatar looked really basic. And then you'd see other people that would walk by and they have like nice huge tits and big like makeup on their face and everything. Or the guys would be like really buff and built up and stuff, and you'd see them and you go talk to them and they're like, how come your body's so big? And they're like, well, I went and I bought like these body parts and upgraded. Well, when Kate and I are walking around Vancouver and we see like how decrepit people look, and it's like Kate and I are the people in the Second Life game who bought like the extra body parts and like really like made ourselves more high resolution, and then the other people walking around, they don't have the RNA drops. And the new currency in the game here is the RNA drops. If you can take the drops and, like, upgrade your, you get a new skin.
Yeah.
And the other people that aren't taking it, it's like they don't have the, in Second Life there was a virtual currency called Linden Dollars, and that was the currency in the game. Well, the Linden Dollars now for the Ascended world are the drops. So these people that don't take the drops, they don't have the Linden Dollars to buy new skin.
Right. And remember, the real valuable stuff is the living water and the bread of life. The drops are a side diversion to prepare us for that. But I wouldn't be surprised to, it will get to the point where the living water will be the currency and the bread of life. Mm-hmm. The drops might be.
So if the restructure has RNA drops in it, should we still keep taking the RNA drops?
Oh, yeah, you always keep taking whatever is offered because we don't have the living water for you yet. But you heard Carol on the recording say you're getting little eye blocks, little eye stones in the grit of the restructure. You know, you're eating interdimensional stuff. So you wouldn't give up anything until we get something, until
okay.
you can. No, the restructure doesn't do everything. What does it do, Carolyn, as opposed to the drops? It doesn't change your genetic order like the drops
proteins.
Do. Yeah, wasn't it originally the RNA drops are making new double helix strands, you need protein, and so Carolyn wanted to come up with a way to provide people protein without eating regular old-fashioned protein.
Okay.
That's what this is. So it's a supplement to the effect of the drops, right, Carolyn? And whatever comes next. So logical.
Brilliant.
The protein drought is perfect. It's been solved. Let's see. Anybody else want to say anything?
Woohoo.
Who said that, Bob? There's Sean. Do you have something to say, Sean, or are you just going to say hi, Bob?
Yes, I've got. I read this article about they made a survey which showed the new currency in prison is these noodles. I think it looks like those noodles where you just add water, and
yeah.
that it's more valuable. It's more valuable than tobacco now, which was like the main currency in prison. And I just thought, if you look at it like that, people like Steve Jobs said on his deathbed he would have paid all his money to get better. And
right.
everyone's constantly fundraising and doing ridiculous things to raise money to feel like they've done something.
Yeah.
When Dr. Dean's done it. And for me, that's where money becomes obsolete, where it's all there. You guys have got it all set up. But if you can't get someone to believe that that's going to work for them, it's useless. So it's
right.
For me, the value comes in when someone actually believes that there's something that believes the drops, basically.
Yeah. Well, like Carolyn said in that, when I played you, this guy offered a business deal. And she said, why bother? I've got the five things that everybody needs. So I don't need to talk about any other product or anything. And we're not going to let you make 10% selling crap. So, it's pretty interesting having all the answers. And for the first time humanity ever having that, it's look how detached Carolyn and I are about it. That's what I want to say. Ian said... at the very beginning, in your first few months, Bob, if you realized what you were doing here, what we are, you'd be dancing naked on your roof. Well, I never got to that point. Forever detached and involved and not impressed. I'm not impressed with what we're doing. So I am projected back then in 2009. I said, Bob, it's going to get to the point where you're going to have all camps of people living around Maui just to be near you guys. Like 10 homeless villages or something, 10 cities.
They'll be on big cargo ships out in Maui Bay.
Yeah. Just trying to get a lick of drops or something just because they can't afford it. They'll be just hanging around. And that's where I hear John of God is in Brazil. You know that John of God guy who sticks needles in your eyeballs and help you, supposedly?
Doesn't he do open heart surgery? Like... Doesn't he just stick a knife
surgery.
In your chest?
Yeah. Sticks his hand right in your chest and pulls your heart out.
Yeah. Pulls out the ectoplasm. Or the congested ectoplasm. But I read that image. That's what I thought when I had said that. There were people hovering around looking for Bob and Carol. So I keep thinking, how am I going to walk to the beach where there's millions of people hovering around? And I said, yeah, we will have to go stealth. So this is what's neat. Talk about a process world. We are in process of collective ascension and all that's happening, and we're documenting it as we do it. This is the greatest fucking historical record of an interesting process that ever happened. Right? We got this ongoing 6-7 year thing of a diary of this victory march around the planet and across the universe. Documenting movies, trying to attempt to approximate it. Trump trying to be Bob in his campaign. Imitating Bob as much as possible. Okay, so that gets to an interesting point, Jed. Somebody suggested it to me. Maybe it was Carolyn or Ion, but... you, Jed, are negotiating with Amazon, and you have to deal with the drones in India and Pakistan who keep putting more demands on us to enable us to put the remag on Amazon. And Someone said, ask Chad about that, discussing what it's like communicating to these robots, these people who can't speak English or something. Can you talk? Well, let's talk about figure ground here. What does it show you?
Okay, so it's like playing charades, and they give you one hint at a time. They first they say we need proof that your company is getting this product from a legitimate source. So we send a letter in from the manufacturer, and then they're like, "This is invalid. Do you have an invoice?" And we send an invoice in, and they're like, "This is an invoice, but this is a pro forma invoice. We need an invoice that's after the fact." And we send in an invoice that's after the fact, and they're like, "This is an invoice after the fact, but it's missing product information that we need." So I put more product information in, and I send that in, and then they said, "This is rejected. Start over." And I'm like, "Can you please send an example of an invoice that is perfect?" And what the guy does is he just goes on Google and he searches for invoice template on Google. And then he sends me back to Google search results page showing me all these 10,000 different invoices that people have posted on, like that have been spidered by Google. Like, as if that's going to help me. Like, I wanted to know what specific information Amazon wants in the invoice. And, like, there's just
he said
no common
samples.
Sense.
Yeah, 10,000 samples.
Yeah, 10,000 samples to choose from, exactly.
Okay,
so
here's
they,
my analysis, Chad. Here's my analysis. These are young kids. They grow up on the chip body.
In Bombay or someplace.
Playing Mumbai, games.
Yeah. Playing games. Oh,
playing games.
Yeah.
So they bring their game playing into their business.
Yeah, well, we're assuming that's what happens in games. You get to a certain level, and then you got to do another thing.
Yeah.
Just use a game, Chad. A game bot.
Exactly. That's what happened in the end when it got rejected. It was like, game over. And you start over again.
Jesus.
And it hasn't been solved, right?
Well, yeah, but here's what I did. There was a first approval process that we had to go through so that they would approve that the brand really existed. So we did that, and it was the same process. It was like charades, one at a time. And the first time, it was the same thing. It was like, rejected, game over. And I was like, no, fuck this. So I went on the support line, and I talked to them, and I was like, "Hey, why did we get rejected? What the hell is going on here? They don't give any explanation." And he goes, "Okay, I'll look into your file." And he goes, "Oh, I see. This man was confused. He thought that this meant that, and that meant this. So, no, it's okay. You're okay." So all I had done was I did, like, the typical crazy thing. Like, what is it? You're crazy if you do the same thing over again and expect different results. But crazy, it works with Amazon because I did that. I tried something, and they rejected it, and I gave them back the same thing to a different guy, and he approved it. So that's what we're doing now with this round. So I just started a new game with them and sent the same information.
So this, now, I was thinking that we wanted to make India and Pakistan democracies, become like us. So the kids go to school, and they become chip bodies. And we have not improved reality by making them democracies or literate so they can engage in the techno world. They are ridiculous still. It's not improved anything, technically, if these problems are happening all the time. What have we accomplished by making them all like us? There must be resentment. It's like Ion said, "Bob, you can't keep healing people. When you give them cold fusion, the people are going to go, 'What right have you to give me an energy-free world?' They're going to be mad at me for giving them that they didn't do it. I did it." So that's a perverse thing in humans. So we give the Indians everything. It's like when you go to Jamaica, you can just see the seething hate from your servants when you're a tourist. Because they resent the fact that you're there and they're working for you.
Especially when you call them servants.
I don't call them. What are they, mate? They're little brown people who have to wear aprons and they can't go
worser
to the beach.
And worser.
They can't go to the beach with me. They have to stay and clean up my cum stains on the bed sheet, you know. I was surprised I had to do that. They clean up the toilet. The anger out there, that's why I don't like going to tourist places, man. There's so much bad vibes going on because I'm sensitive. I look at I pay attention to the maid or whoever, the little brown person, and I look at them, I talk to them, and the guy's forced to be nice, but I know he hates me, so I don't need that discomfort. So I'll stay in my little place.
Yeah, we bring their world into our world and expect them to work for one-tenth
of
what we make. And just tease them with
and
all our stuff.
And we're respectable people. Can you imagine them watching the average American tourist? He gets drunk, he's got prostitutes, he's gambling, he's puking. Can you the mess they make, these regular tourists? You know, it must look disgusting. So,
back to Amazon just a second. So,
yeah.
You know, they're driving other people crazy. I'm part of these forums where they're